The prophets have spoken. There are no new prophets. Hear scripture, because the time is now. Today's reading is from Romans chapter 3, verse 27 through 31. Where is the boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. Thank you for joining me for episode 28 of Mary Reads Scripture. If you have been a regular listener, you are probably aware that I have been putting out weekly digital vocabulary cards for the Greek and Hebrew words we discuss each week. Moving forward, I will no longer be doing this in an effort to make my podcasting process more efficient. Instead, I recommend that you follow along with me on Bible Hub, where you can explore the words we discuss for yourself. Bible Hub is a free online Bible software program that includes a free app version as well. As we discussed last week, God is freely justifying those who fall short of the glory of God. However, they can't claim to have received the justification because God is both performing the action of justification and receiving the action of justification. In order to understand this, we need to observe that the Greek word for justified in verse 24 is in both the middle and passive voice. God receives his own justification. Specifically, it is Christ Jesus who receives this justification, which we know through the use of the dative case for Christ Jesus. Since this is the case, where is the boasting then? Pou un hi kavkisis. Kavkisis is defined as boasting, glorying, or exaltation, and can have a negative connotation when it is about the achievements of the self, or it can have a positive connotation when it is about God. It is used twice in the Romans text. In this first example, it functions negatively, as we hear in verse 27. Boasting is excluded, ekleo, which is defined as to shut out, exclude, or separate. It comes from the words ek and kleo. Ek, which we learned about last week, means out from and to, and kleo means to shut or to shut up. We might say that boasting is shut up. It would not be surprising to hear this considering that we learned in episode 28 that the Torah speaks so that every mouth may be stopped, and under judgment may be all the world to God. This is in contrast to the second example from Romans where kavkisis, or boasting, is used. In Romans chapter 15, verse 17, we hear, "Therefore I have reason to glory, kavkisin, in Christ Jesus in the things which pertain to him." It is important to emphasize that here the boasting is inside or within Christ Jesus, en Christo Isu, and towards the things of God. Ta proston theon. For boasting to function positively, it must then be contained in Christ Jesus and be towards the things of God. You and I, my dear listeners, are obviously excluded from this boasting. Going back to our Romans text from today, boasting is excluded, not by law, nomu, or by works, ergon, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law, ergon nomu. I do want to point out that in all cases where we have law in our English text, the definite article the is not present in the Greek text. This should signal to us that the text is not specifically speaking about the law, the Torah. Instead, the text is speaking of the law in a more general sense, such as law or custom. Man is, therefore, justified by faith apart from the deeds of law or custom. Faith or trust, pistis, is for both Jews and Gentiles to submit to. We remember that the word pistis comes from the word pitho, which is defined as persuasion, to be persuaded, or to come to trust. We can say, then, that it is for both Jews and Gentiles to be persuaded, or to come to trust the God of both. There are not two gods, one for the Jews and one for the Gentiles. There is one God who will justify those who are circumcised by faith, ekpisteos, and uncircumcised through faith, diatispisteos. God will justify those who are circumcised by faith, ekpisteos, meaning those who come out of faith and go to it. And God will justify those who are uncircumcised, diatispisteos, on account of faith. An interesting observation from verse 30 is the Greek word for one, as in one God. One in Greek is his, spelled epsilon iota sigma, with an accent mark over the iota to indicate that it has to be pronounced with an H sound, his. One in Greek is spelled the same as is, epsilon iota sigma, but with no accent mark for the H sound. If you will remember from last week's episode, is defined as to or into and indicates that a point has been reached. Our example from last week's episode was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, pistevon is avton, should not perish but have everlasting life. Their belief should go into him. Pistevon is avton. One God, his, ho Theos. That's all for today.